Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, to 2018. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about this first show for myself for 2018. I know it's been a while, been too long. I was hoping to have a show last Monday, but I was, so I thought, deathly ill. But I was very, very sick. I didn't have the energy of a sick mouse. I was just not good. So today, what are we going to do this week, at the week of January 8th, 2018, we are going to ask you to call in, and I am going to give you an energetic, astrological reading of where are you going to put your energy towards in 2018. No specific questions. I'm just going to look up your chart, and I'm going to tell you what you are going to focus on. If I don't see the immediate answer, or I see way too many answers, I might have a couple questions for you so we can direct the astrological, celestial energy in the right area, and I can come up with the best answer for you to get your 2000 path towards the right destination and help you towards it on your journey. Now, I'm also going to be talking about the astrological celestial energy for the week of January 8th, and we are going to discuss how this week's kickstart is in Libra, and therefore this week's energy is all around balance. All you're going to be thinking about, talking about, is creating is balance between your job and your home life, your personal life and your social life, within your relationships. You might find that if you're a specific sign, which I'll mention later in detail, that you're going to be up against people pushing against you. Anxiety, and you don't have that high anxiety where you want to bring them down to an even keel, right, so that the two of you can create some balance. We're also, if I've got time, I want to talk about nightmares today. Why do we have nightmares? When do we have nightmares? What are nightmares trying to tell us? And a lesson we are getting from these nightmares, and why nightmares are incredibly amazing for you. I'm just starting to build up a social website because I'm going to be having a lot of online and offline courses on a lot of different things, and I'd really like you to get in touch with me that way so that you can get on a mailing list, and once a week I can send you what's going on in the universe. Going on in our galaxy, in the stars, planets, for the week, and how this can really help you kick off your week for the most optimum progress, and so you just have a feel-good week. Now, that website is www.astroholly.com. You can also go to hollyholler.com, and you'll find the same website. But Astro Holly is always easy to remember, A-S-T-R-O, Holly, H-O-L-L-Y.com. And not only will you get a snapshot of what my prices are, what my fees are, I've got Freaky Fridays where you can get readings done for $50, so Freaky $50 Friday. And after that, you can start browsing and perusing all of the literature, videos, audio that I have there that's all about astrology and dreams, right? And I'm going to be adding a lot more. I'm going to be making them shorter. A lot of these are podcasts and radio shows, so some of them are an hour and a half long. But we don't always have time to just listen to an entire hour of podcasting. But when you're in your car and if you're plugging in your smartphone or your iPhone, you can listen. You have an hour drive. Why not listen to me? And you can do that from astroholly.com. But I will be doing a lot of 5-minute, 10-minute mini lessons of what's going on astrological, even globally. So politically, I'm going to make some connections, technology that are coming in the future of 2018. I'll put an astrological spin on it. And so it's like 5 minutes with Holly. How cool is that? So astroholly.com. If you want to get a hold of me, astroholly@mail.com. And on Facebook, you can find me through Astro Holly. Join my Facebook. I'll put all the episodes on my website there as well. As well as these episodes that we're doing right now. Okay? So I dare you to call in and get a freebie-deebie reading from me. And we're going to talk about what's going on astrologically for the year 2018. What is the main focus in today? Let's talk about the week of January 8th, 2018. We start off yesterday. The moon went into Libra. And that's when we really have two planets in Capricorn. And that's Venus and the Sun. In Capricorn, and they're both exactly neck to neck right now. They're both at 18 degrees. And you're really going to want to get down to business and get the job done. You want to make some progress. You're getting frustrated with the lack of progress. Now, if you're a fire sign, such as Aries, Leo, and Sag, and also an air sign, such as Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, you're going to feel the anxiety that butting heads with a boss. You might be having power struggles with your partner. But really, you want to look at the red flag. What is this conjuring up within you? What is this lack of movement or maybe scattered movement, right? Sometimes we are moving in a mile a minute, five different directions, and getting nothing done, going nowhere fast, right? So you want to, you know, you air signs and you fire signs, you want to look at that and go, what do I need to do to make a concrete plan to get some results? It could be something as simple as learning, you know, a learning curve on some new technology. It could be business related. It could be just in your job that there's a pile of paperwork that needs to be done. It could be a conversation that you need to have with your partner, because it is about partners. Libra is all about collaboration with another person. Right? And so you fire an air sign, you're struggling with this, you're frustrated, you don't like being told what to do, but really at the end of the day, it's that you want to see results as well too. And maybe you don't need to do it on your own. Maybe you do need to partner up with somebody and sort of swallow your pride and get her done. Right? So that's what this week is going to focus on. And so fire an air sign when Libra, the Aries, you're really going to struggle with the next couple of days. That's when you're really going to feel like people are just closing the door. Every time you open it up, all excited to get something done, somehow the door keeps closing. But that'll end in the latter part of tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And when the moon moves into, carries us out throughout Wednesday and part of Thursday, and fire and air sign, you're still going to feel like you're framed, like there's other people that are making it so much harder for you to get things done, and it's not all about you, it's not all about what you're doing or not doing, right? So when it goes into Sag, you guys will all be happy campers on the weekend. You finally are able to progress and get things done. So instead of working really too hard this week to get something done, just sit back and look for opportunities on how this can be, how you can manifest and accomplish things without trying to do too many things. Or maybe you need to make a list and focus only on the top two priorities. Now, when we're going to Earth and we're going to a water sign, you guys are more struggling with intellectually having good conversations with people around getting some balance and some peace. You might feel like you're being judged. You water and air, water and earth signs. You feel like the energy is too high. You may be a boss or you may be in a management position and people just aren't listening. And if they would just listen to you and help you lead them and help you organize things, that the job could get done much quicker. This could be working with your children or your spouses or people at work or coworkers or employees or employers, right? But by the middle of the week, water and earth signs, you're going to find that you're going to get more, and things seem to flow much easier by the middle of this week of January 8th. And it's not such a bad thing to reach out and ask for some help. If you've got some eager beavers out there, people that are overly anxious to, you know, they're just talking way too fast. Their mouth is moving faster than their legs, so they're not really getting a lot done, but they're saying a lot. I'm just going to take a sip of water here. And then just let it go. Questions asked. Okay, move on to maybe somebody else or some other way that a job can get done, and you'll get those answers by the latter part of tomorrow, which is January 9th, and January 10th and January 11th. Now, when for Earth and Water signs, when the moon moves into Sagittarius on the weekend, really, really great time for educating yourself, doing something spontaneous for everybody, doing something spontaneous, going out and having some fun, maybe with a larger group of friends, even people that you haven't even met yet. You'll meet new people. Earth and water signs, you're going to probably feel like you want to say that your dance card is full. You don't want to enjoy some of these opportunities that you'll have in meeting some people. I suggest that you give it a go. So if you're invited to a couple, pick one, the one that feels right. Don't use your logic. Do the one that feels right. Go with it. Okay? Because what's going on globally, astrologically, right now is we've got Saturn just moved into Capricorn a few weeks ago. And this energy, Saturn likes being in the constellation of Capricorn, in the sign of Capricorn, because Capricorn is Saturn's home year. This is going to go on for a couple of years, but this is a good year to get her done. You're going to find that there's going to be more presence in how and who and what will take an authoritarian power over our countries and our world. Okay, we want to have more control, more power for our female. We want the father figure of reason to take disciplinarian action, and we want to be able to look up to that. So, when I believe that this year there is going to be a change in government, all across the board, and therefore there might be a change in the, I'm trying to think of the word right now, I'm lost for word, but whatever that organization is, the UN, I think it is, and a big change in the UN, and several very reliable and responsible governments coming together and creating change within the governance of. So, for instance, if we're not happy with Trump, if we're not happy with the leader of Korea if we're not happy with leadership in Russia, if we're not happy with leadership in Timbuktu, then the greater powers that be are going to create the changes necessary. And when is that going to happen? Just looking that up right now. Right now, 2018, and that's, so we want to see Saturn hit Pluto. We want to see that. So that might not even, wow, that's going to be a while. But we're looking at, could be a change of government too, right? So we're looking at the end of 2019. So Trump has a few more years, possibly. Looking at May 2019, Saturn goes retrograde. Things have to happen. Things are changing. Upset the apple cart. The whole world is upset by this. And end of December 2019, that all changes. So that begins. That means that this entire year, we're looking at chaos. That brings us to that point of saying, we need the powers that be. We need a bigger power than to make these changes. And it's all positive. It's wonderful. It's meant to be. It's a big, big father, sort of big world power. And it's a whole beginning of 2020 is when we're going to be more collectively listening to more of a collective power. That almost doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I'm reading to you, and I'm listening to spirit, and I'm telling you what I'm hearing through my chart reading and spirit, but 2 years for us to be collectively brought together as a society worldwide and having sort of a big daddy, a big father, that doesn't seem very far away, does it? So what's going to happen to create that energy? You're going to be looking at the summer of 2018, Neptune and Pluto get more comfy cozy with each other, and that means that all of the energies around healing that does not come from our laboratories, that does not necessarily come from the mundane, concrete, conventional, the holistic healings that come from the universal mind, from spirit, from healers, practitioners of holistic medicine, ones that we know of, ones that we don't know, some that are ancient, some that are new, are all going to be neck and neck and in par, on par in conventional medicine. As we see some of them in Canada, as we see the onset of legalization of marijuana in June. It's just the beginning. In different parts of the world, some of this is mainstream and normal. In more conventional Western parts of the world, it's not accepted primarily from our government, and primarily because of hula and not being covered. There's certain in see when they go. So when Uranus is in Aries, and it's going to move into Taurus in May 2018, the end of May, there's going to be a very sudden, unexpected, explosive event around money. And this is going to change around how money and finances are being spent around the world, globally. As an example, I see it having to do with the oil industry and who countries can buy from what countries. countries. So it's almost like I see a couple of countries either saying no to purchasing oil from another country, or those countries saying, no, you can no longer have our oil anymore. United States primarily being one of them. It goes back into retrograde, and Aries in November. So there could be a good war.
Yes.
Huge explosive war. United States or big oil countries need oil from other countries are primarily involved. Now, you're listening to Holly Holler, and I am doing astrological readings about globally what's going on for 2018, but I'm also talking about what's going on for the week of January 8th, 2018, and then we're going to move on to doing live readings. So I highly recommend that you call into 646-716-9140. That's 646-716-9140. I want you to call in now so I can do a reading for you at 646-716-9140. I know I've been away for a while. I think I've lost some of you, hoping to hear from me every Monday, once a week. I'm back in the saddle again. My health is optimal. I've got a new schedule. That's what this week is all about, too, or this month's energy is about scheduling, planning your day, make it happen, make it so, build it and they will come. That's Saturn energy. That's Capricorn energy. And so every Monday, I plan to be here between 1 and 3 for an hour. So if you like me, here, even on my Facebook page at Astro Holly, you'll get a notification live. You can get a reading done by me. You can also find me at astroholly.com, A-S-T-R-O, Holly, H-O-L-L-Y.com. There's tons of free information on there for you, including the planetary positions. I'm building it. There's going to be tons of events going on, some free, some paid for, if you're interested. And it gives you information on how to get some readings done from me. And I have freaky $50 Fridays, which means every Friday, a full hour reading. It's only $50 a week. I usually charge $90. I really have been doing astrology for over 25 years. I've done this in a past life, Western astrology, so that's something I'm going to start exploring is Western astrology this year as well. Not Western, sorry, Eastern as well. And we're also going to be looking at dreams throughout all of my shows throughout this year. I hope to do some astrological shows throughout the week, whenever I can fit them in between classes and clients. But Mondays are going to be a surefire. If I don't show up live on a Monday, I will put in a pre-recording for that day. Now, again, call in at 646-716-9140 later in the show to talk about dreams, nightmares. My nightmares are so amazing. And why you kind of want to have them, because they're kind of going to show you that there's a really huge transition going on in your life. And endings, which will ultimately create new beginnings. Right? And those new beginnings have to closure. When we have those closures, we often have fear around it. We have resistance of letting go of situations, people, or environments or circumstances. And we, through that, we can have nightmares. And sometimes situations are pushing us to create change in our life. For instance, you want to quit that job, but you're too afraid to because you like the steady income, but you hate your boss. And now it seems like your boss is being more of a pain in the arse than he's been or she's been for a very long time. And you're also more hypersensitive to all the things that your boss used to do. And therefore, it's so much friction in your life and frustration that every day you're regretting going into work, right? What do you think's happening there? See a pattern? You know what's happening? The universe is honoring your call, is presenting you more opportunity to push you to a point of quitting your job or getting fired or looking elsewhere for different opportunities. Because possibly you have the kind of personality that's fixed and steady and steadfast and loyal and doesn't like change. And I can see this in a chart. When I'm looking at an astrological chart in somebody's soul print, their soul manual, I take a look at that, and if the person sits in front of me or I'm on the phone with them or I'm having a Skype conversation with them and they say to me, my boss is pissing me off, I'm really unhappy at work, my coworker is a drag, I got this new person I have to do a project with, I'm angry. And I look at them, and I look at their chart, I usually can see exactly when it started, what exactly was going on. And I go, congratulations. And they're just like, I mean, no, congratulations. You wanted this job to end. You wanted change. You've not been happy for a long time. And they're like, how do you know that? Because I see it. It's been happening since last July, 2017. That's when the whole changes started to happen at your work. And they're like, you're right. I do. Work on the change. Getting the information. Working down new journeys, new paths, as you meet new people. Change things up. Change your environment. Add something new. Right? The definition of insanity by Albert Einstein is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And therefore, we want change in our marriage, in our love life, in our job, in our career, with our children, with our own social environment, bodies. But we keep doing the same thing. We keep interacting with the same people. We take the same journey to work. We go to the same groups. And we don't leave any opportunity for newness to come in because we're doing the same thing in the same way at the same time with the same people. Right? So usually, probably always, actually, I will tell that person, Throw something new. Go on Facebook. Look at different groups. Go to that paint shop. Wine and dine and coloring crayon place, you know. Go to a new bookstore. Go to a different mall. Join a book group. Go on a walk. Go to a different coffee shop. See what I'm saying? Right? Because worrying about the situation that you're in is never going to change the outcome. Overthinking about the situation you're in is never going to change your outcome. But change will change your outcome. We'll say, when I look at the progress through their astrological chart, and they'll say to me, and I'll say, like, this is the way you used to do things. This is not the way you need to do things anymore. And they'll say to me, oh, I know it was wrong for me to be that way. I know that now. And I go, no, what's wrong? It's exactly what you were supposed to do exactly at that time. We do the best that we can do until we know better. And then, we know better, we do better. Doing things exactly the same way and expect change, it's not going to happen. It's as simple as that. And then, when those drastic changes, and I'm going to swing around to what I was originally talking about, when those changes begin, when the struggle begins, when the universe starts presenting situations, environments, and people, and events that push your buttons, that's when we can have nightmares. Now, if you don't have nightmares, you don't even have dreams, I'm going to give you a clue in this show how you can have the best dreams possible. If I don't get how you can manifest dreams, make them happen. If I don't get any callers in the next 10 minutes, I will probably wrap the show up so that you guys aren't listening to me just babble on and on waiting for callers, and I'll just give you a ton of information. So, let's talk about what are nightmares. And then we'll talk about how you can create. So nightmares are often very vivid, realistic. They're very disturbing. They tend to rattle us, wake us up quickly from a deep sleep. We can often wake up with our heart pounding from fear. And nightmares tend to occur most often during rapid eye movement, in our REM sleep, when most dreaming takes place. So I'm not talking about night terrors. Night terrors are dangerous to you and others, and terrors need to be professionally looked at so that you can, and I mean, I can work through a night terror, the reasons for night terrors, and the direction of treatment, professional treatment outside of myself through doing an astrological reading. But psychologists say that they usually define a nightmare as a terrifying dream. Likewise, something that is out of the ordinary and results, it creates a ton of anxiety. Sometimes people will wake up in classic nightmares, dreams, for instance, being as if you're going to be killed by someone you're chasing. They think that it's prophetic, that there's pending doom, or death around the corner, and that's not true. The only time that a dream is prophetic, that means it's predicting the future, near future, is that everything in the dream is exactly the way your life is right now. You're driving the car that you normally drive, the environment is the environment that you're in now, the people are people that you interact with now. Scenery is the way the scenery looks now. You're living in the house that you live in now. Like, everything is exactly like prophetic, dreaming of the future type of dream. Now, there are common nightmare dreams, and a lot of them are chasing dreams, cheating dreams, death dreams, falling dreams, naked dreams, snake dreams, teeth dreams, and I'm not ready for that. Sometimes there can be disasters in the dreams, burning houses, again, being chased, being killed in a dream. And you want to take a look at who the people are in the dreams. You want to take a look at the event and what's involved. So, for instance, if you've got a monster chasing you, you don't know what this monster looks like, you don't know the person getting so close, you know, with a knife to get you, but you just keep barely running away from it, that means that there's a situation in your life that you feel like you're trying to run away from, or you can't get ahead of it, and it feels like it's killing you, it's breaking you down, it's making you fearful. Making you afraid that maybe you can't accomplish it or you can't get away from it, or you'll never get away from it. When it's a person or a monster that you don't quite understand, you don't can't quite see, then it's usually all dreams have to do with us, only us. So it's a characteristic within yourself that you don't recognize yet, that you don't see, that you don't quite understand yet. It could be related to work. Could be related to a personal relationship. You feel like you just can't get away from it, and it's killing you, it's bringing you down. You're afraid, you're fearful. There's anxiety around it. Drowning dreams, depending on the body of water. If it's a lake or a river, then it's emotions that are recent and shallow and new, and you're just getting to understand it. If it's deep, rocky, forceful ocean, you're drowning in, then it's very deep-seated feelings that come with you for a long time in this lifetime, maybe even a past lifetime, that you're working through, but it's suffocating you. You're drowning in it. You're barely keeping your head above. What's going on in your life right now that's related, that's conjuring up, that's bringing up really deep, fearful emotions that have been around you for a long time? Right? So we got a caller we're going to take and see if you're on the air with Holly Holler. How are you doing today in 2018?
Hi, good morning, or actually good afternoon. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm awesome. So let me take a look at your birth chart. What's your birth date, first of all?
September 16th, 1961.
You're a Virgo, like me. Yay, me.
Yay.
Yay, you. Yay, Virgos. It's going to be a good year for Virgos in general because of Saturn, especially yourself, and because we're at the sort of the first half of being a Virgo of September. And yours is going to be more towards the end of the year. Mine's going to begin soon, and that's the influence of Saturn. And a lot of things are going to be focused about taking charge of our lives and taking charge of our work environment and really wanting to be more of the boss of you. And I just want to see what you're going to be focusing on this year for 2018. There we go. Yeah, so this is a time, it actually started March 2017, but it continues until November 2019. So the entire year of 2018 is very important, and it creates a very fierce spirit within you. That means that your spirit, your soul, is actually transforming. So the way that you used to take action, the way that you used to deal with your anger, the way that you used to move yourself in a new direction, is completely going to change throughout this year. And you'll find people in authority will frustrate you. You'll find people that are uneducated or don't have an educated opinion about things will frustrate you. And it's actually going to be the year of no for you. Because you don't normally say no very easily. You tend to bend over backwards for people and kind of separate yourself. And yet there's a part of you that is very outspoken. And there's a part of you that does want to have more of a leadership, courageous sort of position with people. But when you're angry or when you need to change direction because you're frustrated with a situation, you don't usually do, you'll talk about how much you don't like being in the situation that you're in, but you don't always take action on it. So this is a year that you're going to take action. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there, a part of it has to do with relationships as well. Are you in a relationship now?
No, but I want to be.
Okay. So that is looking at the end of January. That's a window of opportunity for you to find a relationship where it's a very good, comfortable, warm, exciting relationship. And this also has to do with the direction of the type of men that you used to choose. So this year, you'll be discovering how you can change the actions that you take to attract a partner, man or woman, shouldn't assume it's man, partner in your life, because you're looking back at the past going, whatever I did then doesn't work.
Yeah.
Attracting Casanovas, I'm attracting, you know, and I'm giving and I'm giving and I'm giving and I'm not attracting intelligent men. I'm attracting men that are fun and exciting and brave and courageous and live on the edge, but there's not a sustainable relationship. Right? So it's sort of in love with love. So you like the whole romantic ideal around love, but there's no long-term commitment because of the type of men that you're choosing. So therefore, that direction of the type of men that you choose changes. And I see a relationship at the end of January. I also see one in June or July, and then another opportunity in October 2018. One of those relationships, if you don't get one by the end of January, then look at July and then look at October. October, for sure, you're in a long-term relationship. But a lot of it has to do with the right man or the right partner showing up. But you may not necessarily be looking at them as an opportunity because your ideal partner is changing. You know what I'm saying? What you used to be attracted to, you won't be attracted to by the end of this year. So you may pick up a couple of partners that are just like the other guys. But you'll know right away. Like, it won't last long. You'll, like, date them for a few weeks and go, okay, but not going there again.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
and so that's why I see those
that...
three window of opportunities. What's that?
I was just going to say I tend to be the one that makes all the effort, and the guy just sort of lays back and lets everything be taken care of. So I definitely don't want to attract another person that's going to just,
you kind of attract prima donnas. Yeah, you kind of attract prima donnas, like the ones that are, you know, want to be treated like a king or a queen. A lot of drama, childish, like. Kind of kick up a fuss when they don't get what they want. But you're a really smart, intelligent person, like very smart, intelligent person. So instead of moving towards what physically attracts you, what sexually attracts you, what you find very exciting, you really need a man or a partner who is very intelligent, that is smart, that is witty, that has a strong philosophy, a strong belief system, very open-minded, all of that, or you're bored. You get bored very quickly. But because you're a peace-at-all-cost person, you don't really like to upset the apple cart. You're not argumentative. You're not confrontational in most cases with your lovers. That's what makes it last long. You know when it's over. You just don't really make the change. But this year, that's changing. This year, you won't have the time. You won't have the patience, which is fine.
Yeah, I think that's needed. I needed to be shook up because I don't want to be the only one committed in the relationship anymore if I don't have somebody who's not in it.
Yep, so if you listen to what I had, if you just came on to the show just recently, listen to some of the stuff once this is over in the recording, and you'll hear me talk about if you want change in your life, you have to add change to your life. So you just have to add something small, like, you know, join a new group, go to a new bar, check out a new restaurant, go to a new bookstore, join a walking group. Like, just add something small, even once a week, that's completely different than your routine. And then that'll start the momentum of change for you.
You know, I was curious. I'm looking to relocate. So that's, you know, a huge change. I live like in Central Florida now, and I'm thinking like Charleston, South Carolina area. I'm like drawn to the water. So do you have a sense of that as anything, you know?
Well, we're talking about change, right?
Yep.
That's a big change.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yeah. That's definitely going to happen for you, but it's not, we're not looking until the summer. So around July, it's definitely going to be happening by the year, the end of 2019. So we're looking at a year transition. February 2018, you've been through a lot of confusing situations, especially with mom and relationships since for the last 3 years. So February, all of that depression, all of that sadness, all of those fears are just going to drift away by the end of February. And then you're going to be looking towards moving. But I don't see you moving until November of 2018, the end of this year.
Okay, I'm just taking notes. Okay.
Yeah. So I've got one more caller here that I'm going to wrap the show up with. So hopefully we see you on another show, hear you on another show.
Yes, wonderful. I bookmarked it. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
You too.
Hello, area code 905. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Holly. I'm calling from near Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And I hope you can hear me with the background hum. I hope that doesn't bother you.
No, not at all. Let me get your birth date.
September 15, 1966.
Oh, my gosh.
I know time of birth and place as well.
time is
if
good.
If you wish.
Yep. Okay, so we got 15th, 1950.
1966.
Okay, and what time?
66. Pardon me?
What time were you born?
11:33 a.m. Oakville, Ontario, Canada.
Okay. It's funny, I'm doing the show from Guelph, Canada.
Ah,
we're not
around the corner.
Away from each other. You can come for a live reading.
Sure.
Okay, so what I was going to do was look at focusing what's going on with you for the year, but did you call with a specific question?
No, just what you see, you know, because I haven't been read by an astrologer for quite some time. And, just to see where the planets are, where the planets are in my chart and stuff, right? What influences, this kind of thing, right?
Yep. This is a very similar, and I find this happens a lot when I do group readings or I do radio shows, and a lot of people call in with the same type of astrological imprint on their charts, and yours is very similar to the person who just called. So you do have that Libra in your chart too, and Leo, but you do have a lot of Virgo in your chart, which means that you like to have a plan. You pretty much have a good routine in your life in general, but you do tend to bend over backwards. You have a hard time saying no to people in general, but you're easygoing, you know, and that's how people look at you. But this year, very similar to what I had said to the other caller, is your year of saying no to people and putting your plan first. Some of that, are you in a relationship right now?
Friends and, you know, like not like a girlfriend, if you want to call it that, but I have a friend girl.
Okay, I have a friend girl. Okay. So... what you're going to find is it actually happened around the end of December, and this is going to continue for the next couple of years, and you're really going to be taking a look at wanting to have more of a feeling of loved and loving in your life. So it's a very, it's not the normal way of thinking for you, so you're going to find that the relationships, if they're friends with benefits, that they're going to become more challenging at the time. And it's not only challenging because the person may be asking more from you, but it's challenging for you because you're thinking that you might want to have more, but you're not quite sure how or who with. So this year is more taking a look at emotionally what your everyday needs are. And that's hard for you because you're always giving. You're always doing what your partner needs, what your friends want, what your coworkers want. That's what makes you feel good every day, is doing for others what makes them happy. They make the decisions. You don't have to make the decisions, right? And therefore, this year, is when you do that, you lose yourself. You lose, what is it that you like? What is it that you don't like? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this year, you'll be more discovering who you are and what your personal needs are and how can you bring have more expression of love in your life. That doesn't necessarily mean with people. It can be with a hobby or something creative or something artistic or something in the music industry. Just doing something that you never thought that you could do, that you never planned in your life, you're going to do in this year. Do you play, are you an actor, a musician in any way?
No.
You have a hobby? And as a hobby? No? Okay.
So, well, you know, if you want to call it a hobby, yeah, when you mention this, I tend to, if you want to call it a hobby, but yeah, I tend to, you know, go seek out people that might be, you know, in need of some kind of like third person perspective. On their personal situation. So yeah, I help a lot of people out, right? Just stuff.
That you.
And I kind of do that.
You have. Yeah. So you have people that you help.
Yeah, and many.
Yeah. Okay. So what you're gonna find throughout that this year isn't really a big. Big year for you. It's not a bad, like sometimes when I look at people's charts, I see really good things happening or really bad things happening, and I don't see either for you. So it's just neutral. Like everything's pretty much going to be staying the same, but you do want to bring more of a personal interest into your life, whether it be loving somebody, finding a new hobby, expressing yourself more outside of work. You're not going to make it like a career change. Or work change. It's something that you're going to be even like joining an organization. That's going to start at the beginning of February. You're actually going to be presented with an opportunity where you're going to be able to maybe share your knowledge, share your gift with an organization that helps create optimism and growth. And you're going to meet either an older person or somebody in authority that will introduce you to this. It's like an organization. It also indicates relationships. So the beginning of February and also in June, and again, yours is in October as well too. Those are three opportunities for you to bring in a relationship into your life. But it is not like you're getting married or moving in with anyone. It's just an exclusivity type of relationship that you're having with somebody.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think it's with somebody that you already know, that's on a friendship sort of level right now. Yeah.
Yep.
You kind of know you're being pushed into that. What's that?
No, no, it's just we've been friends a long time. We're just friends, right?
Yeah.
You know, peck on the cheek here and there, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
We've known each other a long time.
No, it's going to become a little bit more deeper than that. And don't be surprised if that person doesn't say, what are we? What are we going to be? What could we be? Right? You like the beginning of, you've been caught up in relationships. It ended very quickly because you got really caught up in the romance part of it. And then when the romance part is over, because there's more routine in the relationship, there's more planning, there's more concrete, there's more everyday stuff in the relationship, then you fall out of love. And you might be afraid of doing that with that person that you're with. You don't want to jeopardize a relationship because of that. But that's nothing that a conversation or several conversations can't fix.
Yeah.
Which I see you having in February.
Yeah. Well, we already kind of started that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because...
Good. Well, you'll
yeah.
have a concrete... Well, that's what I was saying, the end of December, right? Something happened at the end of December. I don't know if she brought it up or you brought it up. But in January, you guys will make a decision about how you're going to move forward. And I see it moving forward.
Oh, yeah, it'll move forward. We just kind of like set our boundaries a little bit more, you know, more clarity between each other.
Yep, yep.
And so we respect each other for that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Do you have a tendency to overplan and talk yourself out of things? Criticizing that end results wouldn't work out?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yep, so that's what you do with this relationship, too. She's really cool because she does the exact opposite. She always finds answers to all of your worries.
And that frustrates me.
Right? Well, and that's okay if it frustrates you.
It's good for each other, though.
There's nothing wrong with planning, but just keep in check when you overplan, when you dissect it apart so much that there's nothing left of it, right? There's a tendency that's what us Virgos do. I got a lot of Virgo on my chart, too, and we're never ready for anything. We're never perfect enough for anything. It's not never planned well enough, you know, so we never get to the end results because there's always something that needs to be done first. Right? So if you keep that in check, the relationship will move forward. But that's the way you were in the past. I don't see you being that way as much for 2018. You're more at ease. You're more, whatever will be. Everything's fine. You know, you're more chill than you were. So that's one of the reasons the relationships will move forward.
All right. Well, that's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a big, hairy, high energy year. It's going to be basically, like you said, planning. I've got things, you know, like I'm a bit of a procrastinator, but I get things done when they need to get done.
You procrastinate because of the overthinking part. Yeah, yeah. But no, it's just going to be a very even keel, easygoing year. A little bit more love in your life, a little bit more balance, a little bit more carefree, devil may care. You know, you're not going to be as wound up tight around all of your pre-planning and overthinking and negativity and criticism, self-criticism that you normally are like. But I have to wrap up the show. I've only got 30 seconds left. So come on next Monday. We'll talk more.
Well, thank you, Holly. Thank you very much. And for sure, I'll check that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so that's the end of the show. Thank you very much for everybody participating. I will be definitely here next Monday. 1 o'clock is my pre-planned time. And join, because I might come on in between. May stars be with you.